Welcome to Banca IFIS conference call dedicated to the acquisition of GE Capital Interbanca and to the first half of 2016 financial results. We would like to introduce you to Giovanni Bossi, Banca IFIS CEO, and Mara Di Giorgio, Banca IFIS Investor Relations.
Hi, good afternoon. Mara Di Giorgio speaking. Thank you very much for joining us in this conference call, which is very important for us, having today announced, let's say, not only the first half 2016 results, but also the acquisition that was completed during the night, really. I leave the floor immediately to our CEO, Giovanni Bossi, for the first comments.
Good afternoon to everybody. Yes, this morning we closed the first part of the acquisition, first part, because we need to have the authorization of both antitrust and Bank of Italy, of course. We think that we will be in the condition to have the closing, the final closing, so the share transfer, probably in the fourth quarter. Well, the acquisition of Interbanca Group, GE Interbanca Group, is an acquisition that is in the path of the development of Banca IFIS, in the historical path of Banca IFIS. Many years ago, before the starting of the crisis, we moved some step in the leasing and the medium-term activity. The lack of liquidity in the market, for the reason of the lack of liquidity in the market, we decided to quit. Today, the situation is completely different, of course, and we think that this is a good moment for start again in completing our offer in favor of small and medium enterprises and micro enterprises, the sector in which we are involved, the sector in which we are more focused in our offer to the real economy. Completing this offer with some services specifically dedicated to the medium and long term. This allow me to say that GE Interbanca Group is present in the, with a relatively small unit in the factoring business, and this goes without saying that it's quite easy for us to integrate this business with a good leasing activity, financial and operational leasing. Here, this is crucial to say that our target is to strongly develop, to improve and to develop the activity in this field. Bank lending, medium-term lending, directly conducted by Interbanca. Medium-term lending, that is a field in which to us, the profitability, the actual risk profile probably is good, but the profitability is low, and we think that the best thing to do, in our view, is to release part of the lending, of the big dimension lending, let's say, to put the big dimension in run-off and to concentrate our activity in the field in which we are more competent, and together with the capability to generate the services they have, we could together serve better service the small and medium companies. This is the part of the strategy we have in mind. As you probably know, we agree for a transaction in which we pay a price that is 160 million euro, that will be adjusted to take into consideration the net asset value at the end of the at the closing. It could be 160 or something lower. And the closing, we are committed to finance Interbanca Group so that Interbanca Group will be in the condition to pay back all the funding from GE Group. That is something in the area of 2 billion, something less than 2 billion. And will probably be at the end of the at the moment of the closing, something less than 2 billion. Well, a focus on the Interbanca activity, because this is probably somebody could think that Interbanca activity is has a problem with the has a big problem with the impaired loans. This is something that is not true in our view. To be honest, Interbanca Group has a total capital ratio that is in the area of 26%, 26% end of 2015, 26% of the solvencies, 25%, 26%. So we can say that this level is a very, very high level in terms of solvency. Let's say the equity is very high in proportion of loans. This is group figures. As regards the asset quality, what we can say is that the level of impaired loans total amount is in the area of 1.2 billion euro gross, 1.15 billion to be precise, of which the real NPL are 550, and this is the end of 2015. It is crucial to say that the level of provision is very high. We have a coverage at the end of the year 2015, a coverage on the non-performing loans that is 79%. That is far higher than the average level of the Italian banking system, and a coverage on the global amount of deteriorated assets is 56%, as you probably know. 56% is a level that we can see only if we compare with the non-performing loans coverage, not on the deteriorated assets. So we think that the level of coverage is excellent. The net non-performing loans on loans is 3.6%. 3.6% means that even this is lower than the average of the Italian banking system. So we think that these figures are convincing under the asset quality point of view. As regards solidity, and what we think is that putting together our solidity that is strong with the solidity of the Interbanca Group, what we will see, and we will present this figure far in some minutes, the level of solvency for the entire group will be so. At a level that allow us to say that we don't need absolutely any kind of equity increase to complete this acquisition. This is crucial for us, was a prerequisite not to have any kind of capital increase to perform this acquisition. For some other figures so far, I could leave the floor to Mara, Giorgio, that could say something more on this on the acquisition.
Okay, I would like to go through the presentation that was posted on the website this morning, if you don't mind. So if we could go to slide number four, just with the indicative timeline that we have in our mind is, let's say today it's the 28th of July, and this morning, as we said, we signed the acquisition agreement. We do think that in the next coming months, what we expect is the submission approval of the filing to Bank of Italy and ECB, and by year-end, Interbank Group will be owned by Banca Ifis. In terms of the scope of the acquisition, what we are going to buy is composed by four different companies. Today, let's say, we call the GE Capital Interbanca, GE Capital Finance, GE Capital Servizi Finanziari, and GE Capital Services, which are really focused in the three different businesses that already Mr. Bossi mentioned. So factoring, leasing, operative and financial leasing, and lending. As far as the highlights that we present at page number five on the right side, already Mr. Bossi highlighted the, let's say, the solidity of the group and the total equity that it's going to be, let's say, part of the total equity of Banca Ifis. So 1 billion equity, 1.059 billion is the equity stated by the group Banca Ifis at the end of 2015. I am pleased really to highlight the table in terms of results reported on their annual report, on the consolidated report as end of December 2015, in two different separate areas. The first one related to the economics of the DG. Apart from the numbers, okay, which are public and here are just summarized, economics in the future will depend from the ability and the capability of managing in the right way, let's say, according to the industrial plan that we have in mind, the Interbank Group. So you see that in 2015, Interbank Group was reporting €45 million of losses. We do think that this is going to be our first priority. So profitability of this group is going to be, let's say, our key priority since day one. And all the balance sheet that Mr. Bossi highlighted is really a great balance sheet, which will reinforce the solidity of Banca Ifis, and will give to Banca Ifis the possibility, to the new Banca Ifis group, the possibility to achieve additional accelerated growth. What is key here, okay, is really the capability, will be the capability of combined together the capabilities of the human resources in Interbanca with the knowledge of Banca Ifis, and to be able to move as a unique force in the market towards a unique target, which is to become a leader in the market for the medium, small, micro companies, Italian companies, Italian enterprises. This is our vision. This is, let's say, the only target to which everyone of us will need to go for. And according to that, we do think that we will be able to execute quite in a very quick way the right actions to become, let's say, the leader of this market. Going to page number six, this is just this slide has just the purpose to represent, let's say, one of the what is called the transaction structure on the left side. On the right side, since the beginning, we do think to the simplification of the group. So starting since the first months of 2017, we will go for the merger of the different companies, with the exception of the leasing, And so by 2018, we will have a group which, in terms either of corporate governance and legal entities, will be really simplified. This, of course, will come with cost synergies, because here, again, we will achieve some savings. It's key to understand the numbers of the transaction. It's key to understand the scenario in which we bought this group. We stated since 2015, really, and in page number 7, we are reporting some public information available on their website and on GE annual report, that they have decided to go out from all financial platforms not related to GE industrial business. So it was clear, and let's say that the Interbanca Group had to go out of the GE Capital. They announced this dismission program, let's say, I said, in 2015, and they are already, let's say, and you can see that on the right side of the slide, they have already achieved a good part of the program. So as far as we know, the Interbanca Group is the latest bank, okay, in Europe that they are going to dismiss. Going to page number 8. Here we have really the key summary of the transaction. So we are going to acquire the 99.99 of Interbanca SPA and the factoring and leasing, as we said, companies. As I said, we want to combine the know-how and the knowledge and the skills present in both groups for trying to become the leader in the segment of the market that has to deal with the small enterprises working in this in the domestic market. We have agreed to pay 160 million cash, which is subject to price adjustment particular mechanism, which is taking into consideration different items, but mainly equity, let's say, from the point of net asset values, equity difference between end of 2015 and the date of the closing. As far as funding is concerned, at closing, we do think to have abundance, let's say, of funding, and we will see a detailed slide on that. But the two main sources of funding will be, on one side, the excess liquidity coming from the retail deposit, and on the other side, the funding coming from a committed line provided by a bank consortium. Okay. As far as people is concerned, we are very, very keen, as I said, in trying to integrate the 500 people of Interbanca Group with the today 800 people are present in Banca IFIS. Just is worth to mention, just to give you an idea, that in the first 6 months, Banca IFIS already hired something like 120 people, additional people. The path of growth that we are really on, that we are accelerating, means additional for Banca IFIS standalone, means additional resources that the different, let's say, operations, different divisions, directions need to have. In the last months, in Banca IFIS, there was a stop of new hirings, having in mind that if this acquisition would be done, okay, new additional people could be taken from really the Interbanca Group. So probably in the coming months, part of Banca IFIS operations will be let's say, not moved, but even done, okay, realized from Milan. So this is the way in which we do think that we could really we could take with us the main part of the HR, the main part of people today present in Interbanca Group. Going to slide 10, it's worth to point out the key figures of the two different groups. Apart from the businesses that we already spoke, so factoring, completely integrating, leasing, integrated leasing, which is going to be reinforced, lending, which will be, let's say, driven towards much more profitable to a much more profitable area, so focused on the Banca IFIS target in terms of companies. The key figures, just on the end side of the slide, are headcounts for at the end of 2015, Banca IFIS 724, I said today over 800, and in Interbanca 500. Offices, 29 for us, okay, and 5 for them. All 5 locations will be really kept, you know, as they are. Net banking income for us over 400 million euros, for the Interbanca Group, 87. Net equity for Banca IFIS is 573 million euros, over 1 billion for Interbanca Group. Total assets included, as you may know, 1 billion of government of govies for Banca IFIS. It was at the end of 2015 6.9 billion. Assets for Interbanca Group, 4 billion. And here, please have a look. Number of clients. Number of clients in terms of enterprises for us is 5,000, was around 5,000 at the end of 2015. Interbanca Group can count today on over 80,000 clients, which the major part are companies. So here, there is an area of really of great resources, let's say, that on which we could capitalize, and we could really create synergies of revenue synergies, either working on the same client base with different products, offering different products, and learning one each other, okay, which kind, let's say, learning one each other the difference and the possibility to solve the problems of the companies using different products, solutions. Page number 11, for whom who are not familiar with the Interbanca history and development, on the left side, there is since the setup of the company, the history. So this company, this group really, has a long history. They started operations in 1961, and at a certain point of their life, they became also listed. Okay, this the reason why, and then delisted, and this is the reason why we are buying 99.99% and not 100%, 0.01% is still in the market, wherever, I don't know. Okay, on the right side, there is the scope in terms of legal entity as they were in represented in the annual report 2015, and on the end side of the right side of the of this slide, we have the locations of DGE. So as today, Banca IFIS works, let's say, not having subsidiaries, let's say traditional subsidiaries in the streets, let's say in the cities, having already 3 different locations where we have our operations, so Venice, Bologna, and Florence has pulled the DRL. Interbanca has more or less a quite similar presence throughout all Italy. So even Interbanca has no commercial subsidiaries throughout the field, which is very important. Vision, so page number 12, I already explained to you. And now I give again the floor to Mr. Bossi for the other two slides.
We can move directly to 14 and to see what which kind of actions we think to take into consideration as a guideline for the new group. Well, as regards lending, as I told you some minutes ago, the first thing is the reduction of average ticket loan and focus, because we need to be on the more profitable small-sized client. If you are familiar with the business model of Banca IFIS, I think we told many times that we'd like to work on three pillars. That is very simple, but allow me to say that we prefer to maintain simple this kind of things. Well, the three pillars are maintain a good level of profit, maintain a good level of equity, so equity, maintain a good profile in terms of liquidity, so liquidity, and have a good profitability, so return, profitability. Equity, liquidity, profitability. Every action we take for the Interbank Group together with the Banca IFIS are in this direction, in this path. So, to us, with the level of we are not 300, 400 billion euro equity player in terms of equity. We are Banca IFIS. We are aware of this. This point, aware of our dimension, and what we want to reach is to maintain a good level of profitability, preserving liquidity and equity. To us, it makes no sense to stay in the big tickets, medium-term loans, with the level of profitability that this field could grant into the actual market condition. So, first point. Focus on small size where the profitability is higher, the liquidity and capital absorption is lower. Then, cross-selling opportunities. This is a crucial point for us. In Banca IFIS, we had a strong turnover in terms of clients because our clients are committed with us in the short term, but we have many clients interrupt the cooperation with us because we have no products for in the medium term. So, if we think that there is a need in this direction, and the same could be for small medium clients in the lending activity that could have specific need in the short term, and we are completely prepared with a complete offer in the short term solutions. Management of deteriorated assets. This is another crucial point. As you probably know, we are one of the most prominent players in the deteriorated asset in Italy, non-performing loans in Italy. And the idea is to increase our presence in the corporate field, first of all, developing a specific unit, that is, to be honest, it is still in place in the deteriorated corporate assets in the that is working for Interbanca today, and then increasing our presence because we think that we can capitalize our knowledge of the market. Of the deteriorated non-performing loans market, where we are present in the consumer and secure field, We know all the originators, we know all the investors, and this is a crucial point, a strategic point that in which we could do something very important. The fourth point on lending is a structured finance unit. We think that there are competence and knowledge inside Interbanca that could be properly used for the development of a unit that in the last years has been not settled up, but anyway, it is possible to start again with this activity. We think that there is a specific needs. There are specific needs in the market. Just to put a very simple example, there are many, many companies that are restructuring the debts, and they find more or less in a very difficult position in finding lending solution in Italy. This is a specific new market where we think we could move some steps. As regards factoring, as far as factoring is concerned, the idea again is to make a selective action replacing the activity in favor of big clients with activity in favor of small clients, using probably the actual client partially also as a final debtor, so going up in the supply chain, let's say supply chain. Of course, synergies with the operational structure. We share the information system with the same information system with the IT system with the factoring of Interbanca. Of course, the common rules in Italy as regards factoring is crucial. In the leasing field, again, Mara told you. Cross-selling of leasing products. The number of clients Mara indicated some minutes ago are mostly related to leasing, and this is where we think we could realize strong cooperation and share all the information on the client. Leasing probably is the most important tool we could have to increase the retention of the client and strengthening the commercial resources. Again, last point of as regards leasing is the role of the network of agents that we think has to be further increased, further strengthened. Emanuele video on the operational on the operating model, but not the Emanuele video, the COO, Chief Operating Officer of Banca IFIS, put just one point from not yet the CEO.
allow me.
Well, as regards the one point, the first bullet is mine. Mara explained the idea is to go for the merge of Interbanca and factoring company with the starting date 1st of January 2017. This means that the merge will be completed probably in the third quarter 2017. As regards leasing, we will act in 2018, probably integrating the financial leasing, and we will see what to do with the operational leasing. But Emanuele, the floor is yours.
Okay, good afternoon everybody. So regarding the operating model, we're going to build a project to standardize the processes by using the same approach we just put internally in the bank IFIS to start the new transformation project for the bank. Basically, this project will be the second phase of a big transformational project that we started since October in Banca IFIS to adopt a standardized and a more complete core banking system, and later on redesign, retransform, and make operational efficiencies on processes. Basically, the underlying strategy we're going to have in the restructuring is to try to understand where are the best practices in the market, and basically where are the overlapping activities we can share in the new group, and use a straight-through processing approach to make efficiencies and employ the people coming from the integrated approach from Interbanca in the consolidated processes for Banca IFIS. Okay, we can move on the next slide, where we put some strategic rationale, and there are three main pillars that we used to start and build the project, and especially the synergies. We have three pillars: the cost synergies, the funding synergies, and revenue synergies. I'm going to talk about the cost synergies. Basically, we made a deep analysis on the cost baseline structure of both banks, and we found out that there are some overlapping activities, basically in the processes, in the operations, and on the IT systems. As I said before, we started the project to set up a new IT landscape for the Banca IFIS, and we're going to migrate during the second semester of next year, 2017, the system of Interbanca to the target system of Banca IFIS. This is going to cancel an overlapping cost structure related to the IT systems and the overlapping information technology projects. Moreover, we're going to adapt the operations capacity for the Interbanca core unit to the strategy we just developed on the lending portfolio. As Mr. Bossi said before, we're going to run off the big ticket on the lending portfolio. That means that we're not going to employ and use the whole capacity, the whole operating capacity that actually Interbanca has on its own operations. And as you can see in the next slides, we set up a transformation cost to make allow us to make the change management process, especially for the people coming from Interbanca. From coming from Interbanca to the Banca IFIS. Moreover, we're going to focus on the commercial staff, and as we said before, on the commercial side, we're going to retain the whole network of agents for the leasing, and we're going to create some efficiencies on the side for factoring business unit. The last point is the simplification of governance. As Mr. Bossi just said, in the second half of 2017, we're going to merge all the main companies, companies in one single company, trying to merge also the leasing. The leasing companies, especially the operating leasing and the financial leasing, having two legal entities, and then along the duration of the plan, we're going to merge even the leasing units in one single company. This means that in the next year we're going to save some money, some operating structure for the governance. The last item, and later I will pass the floor to Mr. Bossi. We're going to have savings in Banca IFIS due to reallocation in Banca IFIS business unit of some people coming from the acquired bank. Just have a look at the hiring process we had in the bank. In the first half, Banca IFIS hired 120 people. And in our plan, we understood that we can employ the coming people from Interbank in the overall growth of Banca IFIS. So I pass the floor to Mrs. Mara Di Giorgio.
Okay, so let's try to finalize to end the slide number 15. As our COO said, there are three areas, okay, of synergies. Costs already described. Second area, funding. Funding means that up to December 2015, GE Capital was financing Interbank Group. As stated in the balance sheet, 2.4 billion was the amount that they were financing. So there are some intercompany financing flows. We will substitute the GE funding sources, okay, with Banca IFIS ones, and we do think that we could achieve some savings there. I said the number stated in the balance sheet 2015. By the closing, we do think that the amount could be a little bit lower, okay, and we will see details later in the coming slides. We are structuring, and you will see again in the funding program slide, we are structuring some securitization programs, okay, that with the existing, let's say, commitment of the banks. As far as revenue synergies, already Mr. Bossi mentioned to you the strategy, of course, linked to the strategy of repositioning the loans area, as well as capitalizing on the existing customer base of either Banca IFIS and Interbank Group. There will be volumes increase strategies, as well as, of course, interest income synergies coming from the positioning of the new group in an area which is much more profitable, and commissions as well. Slide number 16, apart from the numbers, up to now we just described qualitative synergies. On the left side end of the slide, you have the numbers linked to the cost synergies expected to be 21 in 2018, 21 million. 4 million coming from funding and 14 million coming from revenues for a total of 39 million. I like really to draw your attention on the right side of the slide, where synergies that we just announced with the qualitative actions, with actions and related numbers, are, let's say, benchmarked to peers in terms of previous transactions made in the market. So as far as cost synergies ratio, we expect to achieve 8.2%, which is lower than the cost synergies on similar transactions previously announced. But why is that? As you may know, the Banca IFIS business model is already quite efficient. We don't have branches, is already, let's say, an online funding, let's say, retail funding channel, very, very strong. It's a bank, I'm saying company, but it's a bank which is working with a very sustainable model. So in terms of costs, this is not really the main focus and the main point of, let's say, of future expected profitability. On the other side, as far as revenue synergies is concerned, it's the ratio in benchmarking to peers is higher. Why is that? Again, this is an industrial project, the one that today we are announcing, an industrial project based on expected growth. So coming next profitability, let's say profitability expected to come since the year one, okay, in from this combined group, it's really driven by the possibility to achieve and to execute, let's say, on, again, combined forces to increase our presence in the market, which is the reason why it's higher as compared to others, to the average of the others. Emanuele, the CEO, already spoke about slide 17. Let's go to the preliminary price allocation. Okay.
Yes, thanks, Giovanni Bossi speaking again. Well, first of all, don't fall in love with the figures you find in this slide 18.
Page 18.
The price allocation is preliminary, highly preliminary. So again, don't fall in love with these figures. The idea we have so far, preliminary, is that we will have an adjustment, a price allocation adjustment, both for reduction in the assets, globally speaking, and net of all tax effects that will be in the area of 200 million euros, 0.2 billion. If so, the target of in term of equity will be the equity in term of, sorry. The we will have for the target an equity of 800 million euro more or less, and this conduct us to say that again preliminary the bargain will be in the area of 0.6 billion, but if you have not understood what I told you, please don't fall in love with this figure. We understand that you, as a manager of funds or analysts, need to have a very draft of this figure. This is what we are trying to give you, an attempt to help your work, but we have no force. We will decide on this matter in some months. And we have, of course, months after the closing to perform this activity.
Okay. So going to slide number 19, okay, here there are the funding sources available to the transaction at closing. We do think and we expect really to have almost an additional 1 billion euros of excess in liquidity coming from the retail online retail deposit account, okay, by the closing. You already have seen probably in these first 6 months results that Rendimax is growing strongly since the end of the year. The retail funding the first 6 months, at the end of the first 6 months, was as reported 3 billion point 55. Up to now we will be at the end of this month probably, so in today's time, at close to 3.7. so I said is strongly growing, and due to this trend that we are registering since January, we do think to have an additional retail funding in excess close to 1 billion by the closing. Then there are from Banca IFIS side securitization, okay, which is coming from, as we have already done in the past, really securitization coming from the trade from trade receivables in factoring, which will be by closing almost equal to 1 billion totally. And as well, we are working on the assets of Interbanca, either on the leasing side and on the lending side. We are working in the same way, so on a securitization as well, okay, for a total of something like 950 million, so 950 million already committed. So totally, it's really a strong liquidity balance, okay, what we expect to have in the range of 3 billion totally. And as we said, the expected need at the closing is 1.8 billion plus the price that is agreed, 160 million, with the correct with the mechanism that could be, let's say, could correct, could adjust the amount. So we stated that the funding need will be lower than expected, lower than 2 billion totally. Again, with 3 billion generally. Okay. So, as far as page 21, okay, here we try really to give you the picture of the combined group by 2018 in terms of targets, having starting as starting from 2015 public available data. Total assets will decrease as compared to the sum to aggregate that today we do have. The reason why is linked, as we said, to the runoff of some positions related to the lending and to the provisions really that are coming from, that will come from the adjustments that we will make at the closing. Okay. Total fund and deposits, again, are correlated to the assets, but and so they are expected in the range of 7.5. Equity is expected to be 1.5 billion coming from the combined, let's say, the combined sum of the two different equities of the groups, different groups, plus the profits, less dividends, coming in 16, 17, and 18, minus price. Of course, have in mind the dynamic that Mr. Bossi described before as far as purchase price allocation, okay? Then, as far as net banking income, so the economics, here the targets are quite quite strong, as you can see. So this is the, there is a mistake, it's net banking income from Banca IFIS in 2015, 408 million, and as we said, 87 net banking income of Interbanca Group. So from a group that is going to close net banking as an aggregate in 2015 close to less than 500 million, we expect to be over 600 million in by 2018. Cost income is something on which always we are very, very keen, and below 40% was the statement made by Banca IFI standalone and is going to be, let's say, the statement in for the entire new group. Cost of risk is expected to decrease. We already in the first 6 months reported a very a decreasing cost of risk. In the first 6 months, Banca IFIS alone standalone achieved 78 basis points of cost of risk. It's expected that thanks to the refocus of the Interbanca group in the same target market that we have, so we know, to lower the cost of risk for the entire group. Net income expected is over 200 million. Return on equity is expected to be, of course, putting together, okay, a big amount of net equity, as we said, so 1.5 by 2018. Profitability, even if it's expected to deliver, let's say, positive growth since year one of consolidation, so 2017 first year. By 2018, we will not achieve the same return on equity as we today have. That is expected to be in the range of 14%, okay, increasing then year after year according to the possibility to increase the revenue synergies in the coming future years. Earnings per share is important to be outlined. This acquisition is accretive since year one, okay? It's going, and we expect to increase by 1 euro on 3 euro per share by 2018, so 1 euro more. Value per share is going more than double, I would say triple, okay, by in 2 years. Now we go to the total own funds capital ratio, okay? That is amazing if you think that Banca IFIS standalone, which is considered today to be at the very excellent level of 15.8%, is going to acquire a group which total own funds capital ratio is 25.9%, okay? The expected combination of the two groups, together with the growth reported in the different sectors, is going to make us confident that we could achieve, let's say, like for like, a ratio in the range of over 17%. It's really here is written 17.7%. Coverage ratios. Okay, coverage ratios, again, here, we do think that there is a big value in the combination of the two groups and in the direction that we have designed. Net performing loans on loans is going to be still, instead of 1.1%, is expected to be at the level of 1.3%. It's absolutely a physiological level. Net performing loans coverage ratio from, it's going to be over 80% even in the combination of the two groups, and deteriorated asset coverage ratio is going to be in the 60% area. We are quite proud. We will be quite proud if we are able to achieve this kind of ratios and targets, really. Just to try to summarize with the final remarks, this acquisition, this combination, please have in mind that we will have more than 100 retail clients by 2018 and over 100,000 SMEs customers. We will be, thanks to this acquisition, we expect to have more than 1 billion of net equity, which will push, let's say, us in using, in delivering additional growth as compared to Banca IFIS standalone, what was expected in Banca IFIS standalone. Earnings per share accretive since inception, delivering 4 euros by 2018. Again, the most important thing is that we are going to do this acquisition with no need of a capital increase. I would leave the remaining time to the Q&A, if you don't mind. If you have questions on the first six months results delivered this morning and sent to you either with the presentation and the press release, please ask questions during the Q&A time. Operator, I open the floor to the Q&A.
Thank you, Mr. Bossi and Ms. Di Giorgio. We would like now to open the Q&A session. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question from Simonetta Chiriotti from Mediobanca. Mrs. Chiriotti, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for the detailed presentation. Just another question for me. If possible to know roughly the trend in the corporate loan portfolio. So how quickly do you expect to reduce this portfolio that, if I remember well, was around 1.7 billion, 1.8 billion at the end of 2015? And if you could give us a figure for the first half, if available, and the plans for the future. Thank you.
No, we answer. Simonetta, we are coming to you. Just a second.
Yes.
Simonetta, the situation is like this. We have 1 point at the end of 15, but we have the figure of the end of June, or in our view, we have something in the area of 1 point.
Just over one.
In bonis, let's say, performing, and something in the area of 500 of non-performing. As regards the performing, the evaluation we have is that the reduction is in the area of 200 million per year, plus prepayments, because there are a quite significant phenomenon in which the clients are willing to close the position because they find a better solution with a very low level of pricing, and so they do it. And so we think that the reduction will be something in the area for some year, something on this asset class, something in the area of more than 300 million euro per year.
Okay. Thank you. Very clear. And if I may, another question. You have mentioned the non-performing loans that you are acquiring with this transaction. And I don't know if I've understood well. It seems to me that this could be the beginning of a new activity for your group. Is this correct? How quickly could and if so, how quickly could this develop? Do you think that you can do other acquisition of NPLs soon? So if you can elaborate a bit more on this, thank you.
Well, I told that we have in our hands the capability to deal with the originators and investors. Then we have the assets, the non-performing assets of Interbanca in our hands, and if you put together the capability with the assets, probably the business unit is let's say, not so far to be created. Inside Interbanca, we think that we find capability to manage in managing this matter. The first target of the actual management of the non-performing Interbanca, of course, is to receive the cash flow back from the clients. But there are, as you know, we are specialized in finding better and other or better solutions for the portfolios, and we will expand our capability also on this side as soon as possible. If you ask me when we can start buying new portfolios, well, this is a question that I'm not so prepared to answer immediately, but I could say that we will use immediately the first quarter and the second quarter after the closing to put some solution in place. Let's say, if you want to put something in the model, to set up the project and to put something in the models, I think that in 2017, you have to find something.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question comes from Mr. Emmanuel de Figueiredo from LBV Asset Management. Mr. de Figueiredo, your question, please.
Manuel?
He's not here anymore.
Okay. We'll come back. Next question?
There is no next question at the moment.
Okay.
Now there is Mr. De Figueiredo again. Next question from Mr. De Figueiredo.
Hello?
Hello, Emmanuel.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, sorry, I don't know what happened. No, I wanted just following on from Simonetta's question on the DRL business. So until now, you've done unsecured consumer distressed portfolios. That's what you've been buying. My understanding is also that prior to this acquisition, which you've announced today, you were already thinking of going into the SME small portfolios. So is this true? So you were already, even before acquiring this bank, you were already considering going into expanding into this segment? And if that was the case, does Interbank speed this up? And how does it speed it up? Thank you.
Yeah, Emmanuel, you're right. We had in mind an evolution in the micro business, non-performing loans activity, and yes, this combination allow us to, cannot say speed up, I could say increase the dimension, the magnitude of the activity, because we, of course, what we have in mind is not only the micro business, but the business, non-performing loans at all. So, more than accelerator, I could use the concept of an enabler of more activities in the corporate field. Consider that again. Please remember our concepts as regards equity, liquidity, and profitability. Three pillars ever present in every our choice. And if you take into account that we have crystal clear the crucial, how crucial these three pillars are for us, and you think at the length and the capital absorption and the liquidity absorption in this field, that is the corporate, let's say medium to big tickets, putting aside the micro business is a near to our activity. Micro business in the non-performing loans is near to our actual activity, consumer unsecured. If you go in the bigger tickets, you find more. You need more liquidity. You need more capital. But I told you that we are present and we have excellent relationship both with the originators and with the investors. What we have in mind is also an activity as a manager of a marketplace that could be an evolution in this that for the Italian non-performing market. Italian non-performing market that is, you know, characterized by what a quite high level of non-performing loans. We think that one of the problems, only one of the problems, is the visibility on the quality of the portfolios from investors. Well, we think that we are in the condition to let them properly understand the quality of the portfolio, but not all the originators are in the condition to organize structured managing in a proper way, let's say. The more we go in the direction of big tickets, the more we think that we will be managers and marketplace. The more we stay on the smaller dimension, the more we think that we will maintain the portfolios on our books. That is coherent with the three pillars of our activity. Is it clear, Manuel?
Yes, it's clear. And would it be reasonable to assume that the profitability of this new segment should not be very dissimilar to the existing unsecured consumer?
This is another story. Today, as regards the small unsecured consumer portfolios, the profitability is something that we can measure in terms of IRR. Then we have a managing structure, but the IRR is the key indicator for our profitability. The more you go in a direction where the profit on your portfolio, the portfolio you have in your books, the more you go in a direction in which the profitability of your portfolio is less relevant, and this happens when you go in the big ticket field where you manage, you buy, you sell, you organize, or you reorganize, you find value into a reorganization of the portfolios. The less is clear if you can use as an indicator the IRR, because probably you become something like a merchant. And so in that field, probably you have either commissions or gains from asset disposals. Do you understand what I mean?
Yep. Okay. And maybe just a final and different question from me. We all know that when you acquire or you merge, and this is a big operation in the history of Ifis, the company culture is very important. So can you maybe share with us how happy are the top management of your acquiring company with this operation? And how similar is the culture, if at all?
Cannot have a crystal clear view on this point. We met the top management of Interbanca Group during the data room, the management presentation, let's say, many months ago. Then, as you can understand in these kind of deals, there are some actions that are prohibited, and one of these actions is to speak with the management. So we maintain our commitment in this direction. So cannot say I have no information about this. If you ask me more than this, it is difficult to say.
this is a very difficult question, let's say. Well, anyway, we have. I can only say, you can only use the words of Mara. Half an hour ago. We are hiring competence, technologies, guys, people, and we interrupt this acquisition of new employees, new knowledge, because we had a moment in which we decided not to hire because we were waiting to see what we will find in the Interbank group. What I can say that is that we are strongly committed to work together to work together for the common benefit of the new group.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other question?
Next question comes from Mr. Karim Bertoni from Bellevue Asset Management. Mr. Bertoni?
Yes, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. I've got a few questions. Part concerns the acquisition and part concerns the ongoing business at historical Banca Ifis. Just to make it clear, would you mind to give us a clear picture of what kind of price to book are you paying for the assets of GE in Italy? Just to summarize it. And secondly, after that question, I would have some question about the recent results.
The price to book. The answer is. Listen, the position of the seller is that they wanted to dispose the assets. They are closing the assets, not the equity. It is difficult to explain that this is a deal only based on the price for the equity. But that said, the price to book of the target is quite easy to
measure. Be calculated,
is 160 million on 1 billion.
Okay, so that's I had that I wanted to be sure of that. Okay.
160 million on 1 billion. But anyway, on this point, consider that if you look at in another way, you have to consider what we pay for the 3.something billion euro of assets, 3.5 if you put all together, probably at the closing date, 3 billion, probably in terms of loans. Why I say 3 billion? Because we have more or less 300 million in factoring, more or less 1.2 billion in leasing, more or less 1.5 billion globally in the lending activity, so this more or less three. Then we have financial assets in investment, financial assets, investments, and fiscal activities. So this more or less, globally speaking, is something in the area of 3.5, something more than 3.5 probably at the closing date. But if you look at the loans, you have 300 million in factoring, 1,200 million in leasing, and 1,500 million in lending, of which on this third lending block you have 500 of deteriorated assets, net deteriorated assets, and 1 billion more or less performing. And we pay a price that is, if you think like this, you can that we pay an amount in terms of credit lines and a price for the equity. I think that it's better to think like this.
And please have in mind that the cash out, the total cash out, is in the range of 2 billion. So, yes, the price is 160, but we substitute the indebtedness, the global indebtedness of G Capital with Banca IFIS, okay, new indebtedness. So it's 2 billion totally.
Okay.
Then on the ongoing business?
Yes, on the ongoing business, I was I wanted to make it clear on the profits for the period. Basically, they were let's say somewhat lower than last year, even if we include obviously the non-recurrence of government Italian government bond profits. That's clear. But there was I wanted to understand the impact of over administrative expenses that were quite high and impact substantially on the profit of a group, just to understand and clarify that, how sustainable is it, and also because we have in mind the kind of consensus that is for roughly 90 million for this year, roughly, and so far if I accumulate the two past quarters, we arrive at roughly 39 million.
Thank you for your question, Karin, because this gives to me the possibility to outline the main drivers of the highlights, really, of the first 6 months results. So you're right in saying that the market consensus is in the range of 90 million euros, and we confirm that. So let's say that the first 6 months are more or less aligned with the expectations for us, and we are going to confirm market consensus. Said that in terms of expenses are correlated to the net banking income reported mainly from the DRL segment. All segments, the core business activities in the first 6 months reported growth, either high single-digit growth in the trade receivables or three double-digit growth, so 100-200% more or less in the DRL, okay, with again tax receivable the growing high single-digit, medium to high single-digit growth. The only segment which is negative and is affecting the results with the sinus minus in the change in percentage terms is governance services, because last year we sold the Govies, repositioning the entire portfolio and realizing a plus value of gross 124.5 million euros, okay, that this year, of course, we don't have. We have just 5 million euros included in governance services coming from Govies. So that, so all businesses are growing and the performances are positive. In terms of costs, you're right in saying that costs were higher than expected, true, but that again is linked to the DRL. As we already spoke about that, you would appreciate that the entire volume in the last, either in 2015 and first 6 months of 2016, in terms of acquisition of new portfolios was higher than expected, 4 billion in 2015, over 2 billion in 2016. I remind you that 2 billion was the expected capex for the capex, the expected amount for the entire 2016, and we spent it in 6 months. So higher volumes of portfolios means also higher, let's say, costs, either in terms of information related to the debtors, due to the fact that as soon as we have the entire information related to the economic life of these people, of these debtors, sooner we could profile the correct strategy for collection. So legal collection, you know, to go for the legal collection or for the extrajudicial collection, home and phone. Then And this is one part of the costs. Okay, so again, big amount of acquisition, big amount of, let's say, information needed. On the other side, we change since the beginning of the year the payment plans, compensation plans of the network of the collection. Okay, we align them much more to our interests. So all together today, we are really very, very strictly aligned. And due to that, the performances, we do think that the performances so positive of the first 6 months, so growth reported over 200% in the margins of DRL, is on the other side paid to the agents that are collecting this money. So it's correlated. What do we have to expect for the year end? For sure, a higher contribution to total net banking income coming from the DRL as compared to the beginning expectations given to the market at the beginning of the year. And this comes together with additional costs again. So higher income, higher costs on that side. Trade receivables growing and accelerating in the development of number of clients. This is what we can expect by year end. And tax receivables growing as in the first 6 months. Totally, we, let's say, don't change absolutely the expectations, the total expectations in terms of net profit by year end, but probably the mix is a little bit different.
Okay, and basically what you imply is that the second half of the year will see a faster growth of net profit.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question comes from Phil Cliff from M&G. Mr. Phil, your question, please.
Hello. Could you just help us understand what the cost of the funding cost that GE was charging the business? Typically, when I've seen portfolios acquired from GE, they had a high funding cost. And then also a bit more detail as to what the cost synergies could be, and I guess your initial stab being highly preliminary. Okay, sorry.
I can hear you really well. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. The first question was around what was the cost of finance that GE was charging the business?
Okay, sorry for that, but I can't answer. This is something that is related to GE. So
okay.
Available information is on their annual report on their website, and that's all what I can say.
Okay. And then I wanted to understand how you scoped out the synergies and just an understanding of how granular, bottom-up, and conservative they would be.
Okay. In terms of revenue synergies, we have in our numbers just a part of what we do think it's what we describe it to you really. So in the total number that we gave to you, we have taken into consideration, let's say, the minimum part coming from the possibility of implementing on the single, let's say, business units, an expected growth according to the history of, the Interbanca Group, as well as Banca IFIS, with applying just the minimum level of synergy. So, for example, what we were saying, cross-selling, okay, it's something that we have not implied in the numbers already. Retention, higher retention for Banca IFIS, yes, is in the numbers. So it's, of course, a business plan very detailed for every single, action considered. For some actions, we decided to put the, already numbers in the forecasted plan, in the projections. For other actions, we decided to go for a conservative approach. As far as cost, I give the floor to the COO.
Cost synergies, and if you go to slide number 16, we have a figure of 21 million. Basically, we projected these cost synergies across two different levers. The first one is the consolidation of the IT platform. As I said before during the presentation, we're going to migrate the IT landscape of Interbank, of the actual Interbank landscape, to the new target system of Banca IFIS that we're going to deploy in the first quarter of 2017. That means that we're going to consolidate the licensing costs for factoring business unit, for the core banking system, and for the infrastructure. Moreover, we're going to close some provided services relating to the IT security and the data protection directly from GE Corporate with overcharges. On the second phase, we're going to increase the productivity of the operating structure, considering that we're going to change and swap the business model for the lending, and we're going to decrease the cost of service per single item managed, considering that the activity, we're going to transfer some people from the actual Interbank operating machine to the Banca IFIS operating machine. And that will generate extra cost related to the training and to the operational effectiveness.
Okay.
That's the big picture.
Thank you. And given the purchase price, could you help me understand how, given the purchase price is so low versus book value, capital value, total assets, how do I think about the bad will and how that might come back as you run the book off by 300 million a year? How do I think about the effect of how to consolidate the bad will on the balance sheet and how it comes through the P&L and what that means for cash flows and I guess also dividend policy?
So the right way to look at this acquisition is not only to think at the book, well, at the equity on one side and at the price on the other, okay? Again, the cash out of this operation is in the range of 2 billion euros, okay? Which is already something that we stated and has to be taken into consideration. It's different, of course, if I have to repay, let's say, substitute a debt, which up to now is an intercompany debt, or if I don't have to pay that kind of cash out.
Mm-hmm.
So the price, let's say, yes, is 160 million, but the cash out is around 2 billion. And this is the first starting point. Then, as Mr. Bossi said, looking at highly preliminary numbers on just data available, okay, so you spoke about badwill, okay, what is important to understand is that on the data available that we had, okay, we have a target, let's say, forecasted the target equity by end of 2016. So, taking into consideration that that is going to be the moment of the closing of the operation, is 1 billion. Then, in terms of either, let's say, net asset adjustments plus deducted by the effects coming from the taxes, let's say, okay, which are in terms of signs in opposite signs, so one is negative, the other is positive, okay, net is 0.2 billion, so 200 million. So the adjusted equity target that we will buy at the closing is in the range of 800 million euros.
Okay.
And of the 800 million euros of expected equity by end of 2016, 160 is going to be the price paid. The other is going to be what under IFRS, from the technical, let's say, definition point of view, is called bargain purchase. Okay? Mm-hmm. Which is value 600 million euros. Those 600 million euros net of the first, let's say, costs that are coming from the acquisition, okay, will go through the profit and loss account just at the end of the year, so in the moment of the closing, okay, you will see an impressive number, let's say, that is going to influence the total, let's say, net earning reported by Banca IFIS, but that goes immediately to the equity of the group.
Okay.
And this is the kind of, let's say, accounting that we are going to record.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I can ask, if you ask us, we pay 160 because the value is 160. The answer is clearly no, and that's all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Next question from Mr. Christian Carrese from Intermonte. Mr. Carrese, your question, please.
My question has been almost answered. Just one quick follow-up on net interest income. Maybe there was some problem with the line, but just a clarification. What do you expect for the remaining part of the year? Do you expect a pick-up in terms of net interest income coming from DRL compared to the second quarter or something stable?
You know, Christian, that we are not commenting either on net interest income line or commissions, but we are commenting the expectations at the level of net banking income line, so the total of the two, positive and passive and active, let's say. So if the question is, are you expecting an accelerated growth? Yes, the answer is yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question from Simonetta Chiriotti from Mediobanca. Mr. Chiriotti, your question, please.
Yes, thank you. A follow-up question. You have said that the acquisition is earnings enhancing since year one. You could comment also on the new outlook on dividends. So if we should expect any change in your dividend policy going forward and on your dividend expectation for what can be said. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Simonetta. Yes, as far as dividends is concerned, the bank will continue to take into consideration the absolute amount of the dividend up to now paid, so year after year increasing. And that is going to be the trend that we expect to deliver to the market even in the coming years. So absolute amount of dividend growing.
Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment.
Okay, so if no other questions are on the line at the moment, I would like to thank you everyone for the interest demonstrated in this call. We will speak again all together for commenting the third quarter results. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.